Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Services. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three primary types of cloud services: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and differentiate between these service types, understand their unique use cases, and evaluate their pros and cons. Main content overview of IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Cloud computing has transformed how businesses operate, providing scalable and flexible solutions through various service models. The three main types of cloud services are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Each serves distinct purposes and caters to different business needs. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet, allowing businesses to rent IT infrastructure such as servers, storage, and networking. With IaaS, users can manage the operating systems and applications while the cloud provider maintains the hardware. Popular IaaS providers include Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure. This model is particularly valuable for startups and businesses looking to scale without significant upfront investment in hardware. Platform as a Service, PaaS offers a platform that allows developers to build, deploy, and manage applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. This type of service simplifies the development process by providing pre-built tools and services, such as databases and middleware. Examples of PaaS include Google App Engine and Heroku. PaaS is beneficial for teams focusing on innovation and rapid development, as it enables them to concentrate on coding rather than infrastructure management. Software as a Service, SaaS delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Users can access these applications through a web browser without needing to install or maintain software on local devices. Common examples of SaaS include Google Workspace, Salesforce, and Zoom. This model is especially appealing for businesses that require software solutions without the complexities of installation and updates. Differences and use cases for each service type. Understanding the differences between IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS can help you choose the right service for your business needs. IaaS is ideal for businesses that require flexibility and scalability in their IT infrastructure. It suits organizations that want to avoid the upfront costs of hardware and prefer to pay for what they use. Use cases for IaaS include hosting websites, creating development and testing environments, and storing large volumes of data. For example, a startup may use IaaS to quickly deploy a website and scale resources based on traffic demands. PaaS is perfect for developers looking to create applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. It allows teams to focus on coding and deploying applications quickly. Use cases for PaaS include web application development, API development, and integrating different services into a cohesive application. A practical example would be a software team using PaaS to develop a mobile application that connects to various APIs without managing the server environment. SaaS is beneficial for businesses that require access to software solutions without the hassle of installation and maintenance. It is especially useful for remote teams that need to collaborate efficiently. Use cases for SaaS include customer relationship management, CRM, project management, and email services. For instance, a marketing team might utilize a SaaS platform to manage campaigns and collaborate on documents in real time, regardless of their physical locations. Pros and cons of various cloud service options. Each cloud service comes with its advantages and disadvantages, which can influence your choice based on your business context. IaaS pros: high flexibility and scalability to meet changing business needs. Reduced capital expenditure as businesses pay for what they use. No need for physical hardware maintenance, allowing teams to focus on core business activities. IaaS cons: requires more technical expertise to manage infrastructure, which may necessitate hiring specialized staff. Potential for increased costs if resources are not managed efficiently, leading to unexpected expenses. PaaS pros: accelerates application development by providing tools and services that streamline the process, reduces the complexity of managing underlying infrastructure, allowing developers to focus on innovation, facilitates collaboration among development teams, enhancing productivity. PaaS cons: less control over the underlying infrastructure compared to IaaS, which may limit customization options. Potential vendor lock-in: as moving applications between platforms can be challenging and time-consuming. SaaS pros: quick and easy access to applications, with minimal setup required, making it suitable for businesses with limited IT resources. Regular updates and maintenance handled by the provider, ensuring access to the latest features and security enhancements. Cost-effective, with subscription pricing models that can fit various budgets. SaaS cons: limited customization options compared to on-premise solutions, which may not fit all business needs. Dependence on internet connectivity for access to applications, which can be a barrier in areas with unreliable internet service. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the three primary types of cloud services, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. You learned how to identify and differentiate between these services, explore their unique use cases, and evaluate their pros and cons. Understanding these cloud service models is crucial for making informed decisions about technology solutions that can enhance your productivity and efficiency in the business landscape. Reflection questions: how would you determine which cloud service model, IaaS, PaaS, or SaaS, is best suited for your organization's needs? Can you think of a project where using PaaS could significantly speed up the development process? Reflect on your understanding of the pros and cons of each cloud service. Which factors would you prioritize when making a decision about cloud services for your business?